Hey everybody, this is Emma from The Big Bellied Yogi, a podcast that shows you that it is possible to follow your dreams, be active, and be healthy at any size. As a yoga teacher who dares to show up in life in a larger body, I'm keen to share my life experiences, expert research, and practical lifestyle and fitness tips so you can feel comfortable in your body, no matter your size. Welcome to the show. Hello, my lovely listeners. Emma here with the first episode for season two of The Big Bellied Yogi. I'm so excited to be here and I hope you are too. This week, I thought I would dive straight into the number one question I get asked, and that is, are your yoga classes suitable for beginners? The answer is yes, and that's the end of the episode. Just kidding. Sometimes I wish the number one question was something juicier, like how do I stop dieting? But I forget that for a lot of people, gentle exercise like I offer is actually a first step to loving and accepting their bodies. And that can lead to becoming anti-diet down the track. And I forget sometimes how stressful starting new exercise programs can be because exercise now comes so naturally to me. And also, I don't treat my students like shit. And so sometimes I forget that some teachers do. Recently, a client told me about a time that she tried yoga at a women's only gym and how she was picked on by the instructor throughout the whole class because my client wasn't doing it properly, in inverted commas. The reason my client wasn't doing it properly, in inverted commas, was because her body shape was different to the instructor's and the teacher hadn't taken the time to think about what it's like to practice yoga for someone in a different body. I get so angry when I hear stories like that because I know that a situation like that can ruin someone's joy of yoga or any other kind of fitness for life, and that's a terrible outcome. I realize that not everyone that listens to this show can come to my classes, so I want to talk a little bit about yoga in general and why all yoga classes should be suitable for beginners and why some of them aren't. Yoga, the word itself, means yoke or union. It's about bringing together body, mind, and spirit. It's also about bringing together diverse groups of people through wonderful outlets like yoga classes. When we think about bodies, minds, and spirits, they are in constant states of flux. We as people are constantly changing, growing, and evolving. That means in theory, each time we step onto the mat, we're slightly different to the time we stepped on the mat before. So ideally, each time you practice yoga, you should do so with a beginner's mind. Just because you could do tree pose last week without wobbling doesn't mean you can do it this week. And just because you found Shavasana restful last time doesn't mean it will be peaceful this time. I feel wary of people who indicate they are masters at yoga because in my opinion, that ignores the deeply spiritual aspects of yoga. Just because you are technically perfect at holding a pose doesn't mean you're a perfect person. And sometimes that's how these kind of gurus are held up. But I realize that there are some other reasons why people ask if my yoga classes are suitable for beginners. And that's because some yoga environments have become hyper-competitive. It's like there is a race to be the bendiest or strongest person in the room. And in my mind, that mentality is directly linked to diet culture. For example, most yoga books or videos show thin white women demonstrating the poses that the majority of us will never be able to do. There are more and more resources for larger bodies, which is great, but we can be made to feel like we are a failure or not good enough if we can't keep up with everyone in the class. Of course, this is slightly easier to manage if you're practicing yoga at home alone because you can kind of stop or, you know, try a different pose. But if you're in a public space and you feel shame or shamed for not keeping up, that can be very damaging. Some yoga spaces can become extremely toxic when it comes to diet talk and comparisonitis. It can mean that people walk out of those spaces either even more committed to their diet so they can keep up with everyone else, or humiliated because they've just been told off by the teacher for not making the same shapes as everyone else. I would hope that the majority of yoga classes out there are accessible for beginners, but of course I can't guarantee that. So here's how I try to make my classes accessible for beginners. Firstly, I have an online booking system. Now, I know that there are some people who find online booking systems daunting, so I'm definitely flexible for those people. But the online system helps people see what class times are available, and then they can book in without needing to actually get in touch. So for people who are introverts or who are beginners, that can feel a lot safer because they don't know what to expect if they actually talk to someone who's a teacher. They might get inundated with questions because we've all been through that before, and I'll talk about that more in a sec. But the other reason I love online booking systems is that as soon as someone's booked in, they receive an email that tells them all about where the class is, how long it is, and if they need any equipment and my contact details. Now, if I was doing this all manually, I might not get that email out for another day or so. And so then the beginner's kind of thinking about, oh, what do I have to do? I'm a bit stressed about my yoga class. So this makes sure they get all the relevant information straight away. The second thing I do to make people feel like they are welcome is that I say hello and I make eye contact. And that's another reason why I like the online booking system, because I know who's coming to my class and I can look out for the newcomers. I also get them to fill out a pre-exercise form, which gives me a bit more info about them. And sometimes it can be that starting off point to have a deeper discussion if that's what they want. But I'm also not over the top because, as I said before, I think we've all experienced that overbearing gym salesperson sort of person who wants to know everything about your whole life story before you're allowed to step into the gym. And that's really not my style. If we talk about my teaching style, for want of a better word, I would call it an introverted style. I truly believe that yoga is about how you feel, not how you look. So I'm not eyeballing every student to make sure they are doing it properly. I'm talking to you, woman from instructor from the women's fitness gym that I was talking about earlier. When I'm teaching, I basically go into my own meditative state. And that means that I'm modeling that behavior for my students and they seem to follow along. The other thing about me is that I have a larger body and I know what it's like to have had a smaller body, and I'm not very flexible and I'm not even that strong, especially in my wrists. So that means by default, I teach the poses that are fairly easy and accessible for most people. And I think that helps. The last thing is I always check in with a newcomer by asking them how they felt at the end of the class. Now, I'm not saying I'm a perfect yoga teacher, because as I said earlier, I don't think that's possible. But I am proud of the atmosphere and community I've created, and I hope I get to keep teaching yoga until I'm an old lady, like in my 90s or something. If you don't live in my area and you can't make it to one of my classes in person, there are two things you can do. One is join my online health and fitness program, the Self Love Health Club, where I teach a combination of yoga and other fitness, or look out for teachers in your area who are welcoming of diverse and larger bodies, even if you don't have one, because that means that they're probably teaching a more accessible type of yoga. And unfortunately, you might need to try out a few different teachers before you find one that suits. For some reason, I keep thinking about kissing frogs. So that's the answer to the number one question that I get. And even if you can't make it to one of my classes, I hope it's been helpful. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I can't wait to share more with you next time. The Big Bellied Yogi is brought to you by me, Emma Paulette, an anti-diet personal trainer, health coach, and yoga teacher. Head over to emmapaulette.com to download your free intuitive movement workout kit.